Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 2. Where's the bread? I'm Fernando, and I'm joined by JP. Hi, JP.
Hola, Fernando. ¿Cómo te va?
Bien, me va bien.
Welcome, everyone, to the new SpanishPod101.com. We are learning about Spanish with some fun and effective lessons for listening comprehension. We'll also provide you with some cultural insights and tips that you might not find in a textbook. All right, Fernando, tell us what we're going to hear in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn how to ask location. This conversation takes place in a supermarket. The conversation is between Jorge, a store employee, and Andrea. The speakers will be using the informal register.
Cool. Now, we're about to listen to this conversation, but before we do, I want to remind you that you can read along with this dialogue if you check out the lesson notes. The lesson notes are available at this lesson at our website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com. You just click your way through to this lesson and then find the lesson notes, and then you can read along as you hear it. All right, so let's listen.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me indica, por favor, dónde están los panes?
Claro que sí. Están en el pasillo 6.
Gracias, joven.
Yo voy a buscar la verdura y nos vemos en el pasillo 6.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me indica, por favor, dónde están los panes?
Claro que sí. Están en el pasillo 6.
Gracias, joven.
Yo voy a buscar la verdura y nos vemos en el pasillo 6.
One more time with the translation.
Buenas tardes. ¿Me indica, por favor, dónde están los panes?
Good afternoon. Could you tell me where the bread section is?
Claro que sí. Están en el pasillo 6.
Yes, of course. It's on aisle 6.
Gracias, joven. Thank you, sir.
Yo voy a buscar la verdura y nos vemos en el pasillo 6.
I'll get the vegetables and we'll meet on aisle 6. Okay, we're back. Now Jorge and Andrea are at the grocery store to buy some food for Luis and Jimena's party. Looks like they're splitting up the tasks, right? Divide and conquer.
Correct. Let's take a look at what happened. First, Jorge comes in and sees the clerk and says, Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Good afternoon. Buenas tardes.
And then asks where the bread section is. He said, ¿Me indica, por favor, dónde están los panes?
Okay, now let's break this all down real fast. The first two words, me indica, you indicate to me. Now it's a question, so it's more like, will you indicate to me?
Me indica. Me indica, por favor. Por favor, of course, means please. So, will you please indicate to me where are the breads? ¿Dónde están los panes?
Okay, so ¿dónde? This is the word for where. ¿Dónde? ¿Dónde often goes with estar when you're asking about location. So, ¿dónde están?
¿Dónde están los panes?
Okay, so los panes, this is the breads, los panes. Singular would be el pan. Plural, los panes. So, if you put it all together, good afternoon, could you tell me where the breads are?
Buenas tardes. ¿Me indica, por favor, dónde están los panes?
Cool. Now the clerk says, Claro que sí. Of course I can.
Claro que sí. Están en el pasillo 6.
They're on aisle 6. Now you can see that verb estar again with location. Están en el pasillo 6. El pasillo 6 obviously is aisle 6.
Así es. Claro que sí. Están en el pasillo 6.
Okay, now the answer to that is, Thanks, young man.
Gracias, joven. In Mexico, we call male waiters or clerks joven.
I've been called joven too, though. I was just a customer.
Yes, you can call any young man joven to get their attention.
Okay, so gracias, joven. At that point, Andrea says that she'll go get the vegetables.
Right. Voy a buscar la verdura. So we have voy a buscar, I'm going to search for...
And then the word for vegetables?
La verdura. Voy a buscar la verdura. And then she continues... Y nos vemos en el pasillo 6.
And we'll see each other en el pasillo 6 on aisle 6. So while Jorge is getting the bread...
Andrea is going to get the vegetables. La verdura.
Okay, cool. Can we hear that whole line again?
Yo voy a buscar la verdura y nos vemos en el pasillo 6.
Cool. Now let's look real quickly at some of the vocab words. We're going to hear them in isolation.
Por favor.
Please.
Por favor. Por favor.
Okay, next.
El pan.
Bread.
El pan. El pan.
Okay, next.
Claro que sí.
Yes, of course.
Claro que sí. Claro que sí.
All right, two more to go.
El pasillo.
Hall. Aisle.
El pasillo. El pasillo.
And the last one?
Gracias.
Thanks. Thank you.
Gracias. Gracias.
Okay, now let's take a look at how we use the words and phrases from this lesson. What are we going to look at first?
We have por favor and gracias, which are please and thank you. Those are two extremely important expressions in any language.
Okay, so please, por favor, and then thank you, gracias.
Por favor, gracias.
Now, what about the expression claro que sí? Why do you want to pick out this expression for us?
Well, you have yes and no in Spanish, sí and no. That's the standard way to affirm or deny. But there are more colorful ways to affirm or deny. And claro que sí is one of them. It's not just yes, it's yes, of course. Claro que sí.
Claro que sí. Now, I assume that if you want to deny something colorfully, you can also say...
Claro que no. Claro que no, JP.
Okay. Now, I can see how that's more fun, right? It's more colorful. Okay, now, we only have two nouns left, el pasillo and el pan. Now, what do you want to say about el pasillo?
Well, in the dialogue, we said that bread was on aisle 6. Está en el pasillo 6. So, el pasillo is an aisle in the supermarket. It's also a hallway, like in your house, leading to the bedrooms. El pasillo.
Okay, aisle or hallway, or like corridor, right? El pasillo. Now, what about el pan?
El pan means bread. I just like it. El pan.
Okay. Now, for any of you out there thinking about a trip to Spain, remember that el pan is a super important word in Spain. They can't eat without el pan.
You know, we have it in Mexico, too.
Yeah, that's right. When I first went to Mexico, I thought there was going to be tortilla chips on the table, and there never was. It was always soft, fresh bread. Mmm, el pan.
Okay, JP, what's the grammar for today?
Well, I don't want to spend a lot of time on the grammar today. I just want to point out how to ask where things are located. In today's dialogue, we heard, could you tell me where the breads are?
¿Me indica, por favor, dónde están los panes?
Right. Now, we broke that down earlier in the podcast. Me indica is, could you tell me? Por favor is obviously please. And then you get to the real heart of the question.
¿Dónde están los panes?
Right. Now, I want to point out that you can use this formula, ¿dónde plus estar plus object, to ask for objects or places that you're looking for. So if you're looking for the bathroom.
El baño. ¿Dónde está el baño?
Okay. Or if you're looking for my keys.
Mis llaves. ¿Dónde están mis llaves?
Or if you're talking about on your cell phone to some friends who are lost in a big crowd.
I'd ask them, ¿dónde están ustedes?
¿Dónde están ustedes? Right. Now that's ¿dónde plus estar plus an object. And that's how you ask where things are located.
I think that's a wrap, JP.
Okay, folks, before we go, I just want to remind you to check out the lesson notes at our website, which is www.spanishpod.com. You're going to see the dialogue transcript, the vocab, the sample sentences, a grammar explanation, even a cultural insight section. All right, we have that all ready for you to look at in the lesson notes, which can be found at www.spanishpod101.com. I guess for now, it's time to go. So hasta luego.
Adios.